There will be a ceremony held at Sligo Cemetery to unveil a cross made by the Sligo Men's Shed to be placed on the previously unmarked grave of two local Free State soldiers who died during the Irish Civil War. The event is supported by Sligo County Council through the Commemorations Programme 2025. The plot was paid for by the state when the men died in 1922. This is a chance for the people of Sligo to pay respect to two soldiers that died for a state that has long since forgotten about them.
And it's just really about acknowledging the, I guess, the history that Sligo has in this war, that, you know, although, like you said, that we're past the centenary mark now, that there's still this opportunity here for these people to be acknowledged and to just have something where people can go and pay their respects to it as well.
Well, absolutely. One of the great things about the Decade of Centenaries, I see this as a legacy of the Decade of Centenaries project. The Civil War in Sligo was a huge event compared to, say, the War of Independence. It was nearly 53 deaths in the Civil War compared to less than 10 during the War of Independence. So there's still many graves around County Sligo that they can be researched. And this is one in particular in town that it's long past its time that needs to be marked and memorialised.
And as you were saying, that work had gone into to making this cross. Can you tell us a little bit about the cross and also the unveiling, I understand, is that you said it's on this Saturday?
This Saturday, that's right, 11 a.m. Sligo Cemetery. And the memorial cross has been kindly built and designed by the Sligo Men's Shed Group, by Jimmy Middleton and Jimmy Derwin. And it'd be a lovely opportunity for people to come along and pay respect. But particularly in the grave itself, we know of two soldiers. It's a Private James Byrne and a Private James Skeffington. And Private James Byrne is the youngest National Army soldier to be killed in combat during the Irish Civil War nationwide. He was 15 and a half years old. And Private James Skeffington was shot during a raid outside Sligo Town Hall. And to this day, there's no memorial or name of him anywhere in the town.
And then the final soldier who's attributed to the grave, who would that be?
That's young Jack Sweeney. He was killed during the Rockwood ambush down near Lochill, and he was 17 years old.